My name's Matt Hughes, and I'm running for House District 50. I'm running for the North Carolina General Assembly and to be part of a new generation of leaders who are seeking to go to Raleigh to really work on the issues that affect the folks in the communities where we live. As a town commissioner, I see every day how the state legislature really restricts the ability of local governments to deliver on issues like affordable housing, living wages, and a more sustainable and clean environment. I have served in local government as a town commissioner in Hillsboro, in positions at the state level, serving as an appointee of Governor Cooper, and also working with our federal government partners on a whole host of issues. The top three policy issues in my campaign are focused on education, broadband, and Medicaid expansion. Education is so foundational to where people are able to go in their lives. Because of pre-K programs, I was able to overcome a deep speech impediment as a kid. But it's not just programs like pre-K. We have to be able to provide for a robust education system. Part of that is fully funding the Leandro decision, which has been on the books since I was a kid. And yet the state has failed to fully pay for it. We have to bring our teacher salaries up to at least the national average, reinstate master pay, and find a way to pay for our crumbling school buildings all across North Carolina with $13.5 billion in urgent school needs that can only be paid for through a statewide bond referendum. During the pandemic, we saw that broadband is not just a luxury where you go home and you watch YouTube or Netflix. It is a critical part of infrastructure, and it should be considered a public utility. It was unconscionable that people were going to Starbucks and McDonald's during the pandemic to get internet access, to do their homework, to apply for jobs, to apply for unemployment benefits because they did not have access to broadband. Broadband is not just going to be solved locally. It's got to be solved with statewide and federal policy. We have to deliver broadband to people's homes, especially in the rural parts of North Carolina, such as right here in this district. There are hundreds of thousands of people in North Carolina that would benefit on day one from Medicaid expansion. At one point, I would have been that person. As someone who was healthy, who was a student at the University of North Carolina, could not afford insurance on my own, and at the time was not eligible to join my parents' health insurance, I would have benefited personally from Medicaid expansion. It's not just about having health insurance. It's about being able to bring doctors and medical providers to North Carolina so that they have the patient base to practice medicine here in the state and to make it more accessible and more affordable. We're very fortunate in Orange County that we have access to Duke and UNC. But the further away you get from Hillsboro and Chapel Hill, the harder it is to access health care, including in other parts of this district, such as Caswell County. Medicaid expansion will ensure that healthcare will be affordable, accessible, and that the providers will be there in the community because they have the patient base that are able to go and use their services and have a way to pay for it as well. When people see my name on the ballot, I want people to think of a public servant who has a proven track record delivering for the people that he serves, who's willing to work across the political spectrum to solve issues that affect everyday people. A candidate and a future legislator who is committed to making North Carolina a place where its people are safer, healthier, better educated, and with more money in their pockets. I believe that what the people of this district need and want is someone who is willing to solve our issues pragmatically, to lean in as an aggressive leader who will represent all people in this district without respect to their race, where they live, the party they belong to, or their level of educational attainment, because I believe that is what leaders do. They lead for all of the people who live in their district. I want them to see a leader who is not waiting because there's a fierce sense of urgency that we deliver on behalf of our people. I am a proud Black gay man, and with my position on the Hillsboro Town Board, we pushed and was able to pass the first non-discrimination ordinance in North Carolina after the sunset of House Bill 2. That, to me, shows that I am not willing to wait and have polite conversations about pushing critical pieces of legislation that impact people's lives and their civil rights. That's the type of urgency I will bring to the North Carolina General Assembly. I will work with folks to get things done. I will be hitting the ground running on day one to deliver for the people of this district.